now in studio by chair of the Mullingar Literary Festival, Lawrence Meehan. Lawrence, the festival is nearly upon us. It's getting underway at the start of next month, from July 4th to 6th to be exact. But it's been a long time in the making, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, Zoe. Thank you very much for having me on. Look, Mullingar Literary Festival is something a long time in the making. It's grown out of a large volunteer of people around Mullingar who really have got behind the festival, writers, writing groups, but even businesses and people around the town have really come together in a terrific way to put on what is going to be an absolutely fantastic festival.
It sounds like it's going to be a real community affair.
Yeah. Like I say, it's a combination of a writing group, Inklings, that they meet once a week in Mullingar, actually twice a week at this stage. And what we're doing at the moment is putting the final touches. We're about 2.5-3 weeks away from the first day, which is July 4th. So it's a 3-day festival. And I suppose what's important to mention, while it's a literary festival, we tried to make it a little bit different this time to the normal run of festivals who, you know, that might be spoken word. We've a lot of very interesting acts like Olympio, for example, where he introduces hip hop and spoken word. And we've also got some music acts like Paulie Martin, Jack Cadeau, and it really is, it's a blend of music, spoken word, and just some very generally interesting artists. You know, it's something very different.
I did note that from your lineup. I thought to myself, there's a real mix of creatives here, and it's from writing from a whole load of disciplines. As you said, it's everything from novelists to crime writers. You mentioned spoken word, poets, songwriters, and you even do have a few musical performances as well thrown into the mix.
We like to say there's a little bit of something for everybody involved. You know, there's some things that are ultra modern. There's historical acts. There's you know, right down to a beautiful collaboration there between Tess McEvitt, who is a poet, and Raymonda, who is a jazz singer local in Mullingar. And they're putting on a show together, which will be kind of a sultry jazz number with some poetic words put to it.
So, I love the clash, the mixing of it all.
It's going to be different. It's going to be different. And, you know, that's what we strived for. You know, there's a lot of book festivals and they're fine for what they do, but we just wanted to bring something that would have a little edge to it, you know.
And looking through your schedule, it's a mix not only of honouring and celebrating, I suppose, the local talent that would be in Westmeath and in Mullingar itself, but also looking at creatives that historically would have come to Westmeath for inspiration and create work out of that.
Yeah, that's right. Like even going back as far as James Joyce, who lived and worked in Mullingar, for a period, the town is actually steeped in literary history, which kind of lends itself into part of the festival is with Ruth Illingworth, who would be famed as a historian for the town. But she is a walking tour on the Sunday morning.
Yes, that caught my eye.
Yeah, so that's something I think would be of interest to an awful lot of people who'd, you know, would like to find out a little bit about the background of the festival itself.
So tell me, what's involved in the walking tour? Walk us through it.
Yeah, so Ruth will leave from the Market Square there at 11 o'clock on the Sunday morning, and she will bring you around to all of the famous landmarks that would be associated with our famous writers. I won't put too much here because essentially what she has is a few surprises of her trick, of her sleeve. And I think, you know, what she delivers is something very, very special.
And for the most part, the events across the 3 days, they are free access, free admission, but that actually is one that there is a fee involved in it.
Yeah. So it's just €5 for adults and free for children on the day, on Sunday. And then in terms of the festival overall, we've run this in a very unique way. Most of the festival is actually free. So we've only got ticketing for Cronin on the Friday night, which is 10 o'clock in the Greville Arms Hotel, which is €10 per ticket. But the rest of the festival is actually open free to the public.
Which is great, because sometimes people might find, especially as you said, it's a family-friendly event. People, if they have a couple of children, you've got maybe two adults, children going along, it can be quite expensive. So at least that barrier isn't there.
Exactly. And I mean, it's, you know, Mullingar has seen two Flacio festivals. It really, I suppose, those two festivals really brought a little bit of entertainment to the town. And, you know, our hope is this festival is something that we can mature as the years go by and grow out. And I think it's going to be something very special.
And so many arts and culture events take place across the Midlands year round.
Yes.
So why was it that you felt that there was a need and indeed a want for a very specific festival of this nature?
Yeah, well, as I said, like most of Mullingar is steeped in writers, songwriters, poets, all kinds of creatives. You only have to walk down the main street to see, you know, the types of buildings that are there, full of, you know, music shops, and you know, you've passed the Joe Dolan statue. You walk into the Greville Arms and you'll find awards for Niall Horan sitting there in front of the front desk. It's the town itself is just, I suppose, it's teeming full of talent, and it's really time for it to go on show, you know.
And am I correct in saying that the festivities are kind of centred around a few key locations?
Yeah, that's right. Caffrey's in Mount Street, which is a fantastic venue itself, has kindly provided the venue for, say, 80% of what we're doing here in this festival. Has a really unique and intimate sort of stage setting at the back, which provides for a good number of people, but it also kind of creates a sort of a warm atmosphere for the performers. And I think that's been integral in what we've planned out. A lot of it's centred around the stage at Caffrey's. But aside from that, on the Saturday morning, so we're talking about Saturday, the 5th of July, we have a nice piece for children with Dolores Keaveney, children's writer, and that's followed up by a creative writing workshop. And both of those are based in the Mullingar Library, so the Westmeath Library there in Mullingar. So that's, you know, that's a departure, I suppose, from Caffrey's. But also then on the Friday night, we have Victoria Mary Clark, who is a renowned journalist, obviously, and wife of Shane McGowan, late Shane McGowan. She's followed by Cronin very closely in the Greville. So like that, there is a few venues involved. But, you know, Caffrey's is kind of the heartbeat of what we're at this year.
And you're a writer yourself.
I am. Yeah. Dabble in poetry, as they say. I am a member of Inkling's writing group in Mullingar. Yeah. And sometimes I'll write a short story, but mostly I do a bit of poetry. Yeah.
And are you working on anything yourself at the moment outside, of course, of creating and designing a whole festival?
Yeah. Well, my daytime job is a graphic designer and web designer. So, you know, I suppose that's a creative field. But that's sort of, I've always had within me sort of a creative edge. And that's where, you know, if I'm not doing something that's arty, I'm not happy, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've heard whispers of potentially a book shorts of poetry coming along the way.
That's right. Yeah. By the end of this year, I'm hoping to have my first book out with poetry. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And Lawrence, if people want to find out more about the festival and finer details about specific events and so on, where can they find out about that?
Yeah. So the easiest thing to do is go to www.mullingarliteraryfestival.com, where you can find all the information down to acts, what the acts are all about, where it's on, where to stay, and all of the information you could ever need is on there. We're also highly active on Facebook and Instagram.
Of course. Interesting there that you mentioned about accommodation. I never thought about that. If anyone's travelling from outside of the region, there's obviously accommodation available there too.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our main sponsors, the Greville Arms Hotel, is a fantastic location because it's so central and so close to where the festival is taking place.
Brilliant. So that is www.mullingarliteraryfestival.com and at Mullingar Literary Festival on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And across the next couple of weeks in the lead up to the festival, which is happening in the first weekend of July, I'll be chatting to a number of artists who will be taking part about their respective crafts. Lawrence, thank you again for joining us today.
That's fantastic, Zoe. Thank you for bringing me in. Thank you.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
That's all for me for this week, but I'm leaving you in the capable hands of Joe Cooney, who'll be bringing you the best of Irish and American country music up until 10 p.m. on Country Roads. Join me at the same time next week for more arts chat from across the Midlands. Good night.